Hello, and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast, a Gamersological production. Today, we will be continuing the story of Tanshi and crew on his journey and various exploits, and I hope you enjoy. It will be the final chapter of part 4.
Chapter 3. Anne picked herself up off the floor. The Kuang struggled to his feet. Andre and John kowtowed, not too hard since they were already lying on the floor. "Please rise, our people." Maru raised his hands. It brought to Anne the memory of Tanshi's reluctant actions at the wedding. This pale imitation had replaced him? No, it was the regent, the owner of the closet full of dead people. Anne shuddered. "I feel sick." She fled to the bathroom and vomited up the evening's alcohol. Anne ran the water in the sink and washed her face with her familiar washcloth. The world seemed surreal, the bathroom too sharp and bright. She joined the men in the lounge. Settled in John's easy chair, his esteemed excellency, the Kuang Maru, pulled his fangs from a dead Menendik baboon. Andre knelt, took it from him, and placed the creature in the recycle bin. John knelt and gave the Kuang a mug of coffee. "We thank you." Maru steadied the cup between his quivering hands and took a sip. "Blockade of the Menendik crossing," Demeter said. John and Anne rushed to the control room. A grim commander appeared on the view screen. "Prepare for boarding, traitors and kidnappers," he said. "We wish to travel," Maru said from the doorway. His voice shook. "Esteemed Excellency, we're coming to your rescue." The commander bobbed his head. The blockade of ships reappeared on the screen. Suddenly, Anne knew. "They're going to murder you, Esteemed Excellency, and blame us. Get us out of here, Demeter." The ship floated towards the crossing. The cruiser sent a shot across her bow. "I can't get through," Demeter said. "I have to stand down." The Menendik cruiser caught fire. A flotilla of black ships, the size of each stenciled with a large white circle, rode out of the crossing and fired on the blockade. Other ships floated in from the right of the screen. The Menendik military scattered. The strangers surrounded Demeter. "Pirates," Andre said. "Now you're really kidnapped, Esteemed Excellency." Ganji appeared on the viewscreen, and Herod behind him. "The ghosts of the decommissioned flagship Mephisto would be honored to escort you, Esteemed Excellency." They kowtowed. Andre gave a shriek of relieved laughter. "Yes, we wish your escort." Maru nodded and motioned them to rise. The military cruisers regrouped and fired at the ships. The rebel armada and Demeter jumped into the crossing. Military followed. The black ships slipped out the other side. The Menendik sentry ships let them by, then turned on the regent's cruisers as they exited. Pieces of carbonized ships tumbled by the planet Yukja. "Civil war? No," Andre said. "We must talk to Enherid. This march must be stopped first." On the Mephisto, in the officers' mess, Anne recognized many of Tanshi's soldiers. All wore the white circle of the Paynon. The wet nurse held Enherid's baby. The nurse's toddler was nowhere to be seen. "How can she bring Yashi onto a warship?" Anne whispered to Andre. "The regent knows whose child he is," Andre said. "The baby's in danger away from his mother. Normally children aren't allowed on warships." They moved into the center of the room and started a coffee ceremony. Anne wondered where she fit in the status this time. She crossed her arms. Prince Andre presented a cup to Kuang Maru with a deep bow. Maru raised the cup. "We honor you, Lord Doragon and Lady Menendik," he said, and took a sip. John picked up a cup and handed it to Andre with a bow. And Herod took a cup, bowed, and somewhat reluctantly, it seemed, served John. Ganji served and Herod. A soldier glanced at Anne, and Herod nodded at him and served Ganji. 10 officers and only Anne was left. She presented coffee to the lowest-status soldier. Maru presented Anne with the last cup. He winked at her in a condescending way. Anne scowled, took it, but refused to bow. After an awkward moment, everyone took a sip of the coffee. Preliminaries over, Andre got right to the point. "We can't have civil war with the march planning another attack. We have to invade them now and worry about a coup later." "It's not a coup to change the region," Herod said. Gave Andre a significant look. "All she's done, especially to Zhao Hao Tanshi." Andre snorted. "You all let it happen." "No, that's not right. He let it all happen. To stop the Civil War, you're so hell-bent on having so the March can just walk right in. I'm going to rescue him. I expect to see you coming behind. Otherwise, all he's been through is nothing. I suppose I could recruit on Revenant, Aunt Harriet said. I suppose you could. If that son of yours means anything at all, Andre said. We're going with you, Uncle Andre, Maru said. Esteemed Excellency, Andre said, you can't. Your people need you. Maru crossed his arms. For what? The use of another puppeteer? Who can we turn to if you're both gone, Ganji said. Follow me and we'll return free of the march, Andre said. With the Kuwong Johao, we'll follow him. The soldiers cheered. He's dead, you idiots, and Herrick shouted. It's a fool's errand, and to take Kuwong Maru with you. John, Anne, time to go. Andre motioned to them. Esteemed Excellency, a smile on his lips. Eldest nephew, come if you must. Maru stepped ahead of his uncle. Anne hoped John and she survived. We'll follow you, Ganji said. After gathering troops from Revenant, and Herod said, we'll come.
Anne disliked Maru. In the romance videos, the poor girl marries Prince Charming and lives happily ever after. Had these writers ever met real royalty? A real Kuwong? Andre could be annoying, but Maru, unbelievable. There was his whiny voice now. Honorable uncle, we need to feed, Maru shouted from the parlor. A baboon and fresh coffee. The last was overbrewed. Demeter, we need a new game. Get off your butt and walk to the animal room, Anne thought. Andre rushed out of his room, tucking in his shirt, and ran by the control room to the kitchen. He left his bed and ran. He always ran. To serve the Kuwong. John came out behind his spouse, and the look on his face told it all. He joined Anne in the control room. Tell Andre for crying out loud, Anne said. That boy's absolutely useless. He can't even dress himself. We're supposed to penetrate March with this liability? I can't, John said. It's his ruler. You know how they are. Maybe Maru's paying on like his father now, for all we know. Don't go there. John flopped down in the other control chair. Andre appeared at the door to the control room. Anne, his esteemed excellency wishes some female companionship. Excuse me, Anne said. Please, just play a computer game with him. Andre stared at John. Just for half an hour. Anne crossed her arms and turned to the view screen. I'm monitoring the route. Anne, John asked, you used to be good at babysitting. That's about it. A plan occurred to her. All right, I will. I don't like the way you said that, John said. You two want some time together or not? Anne stalked out of the control room and into the parlor. She sat down in her chair across from the couch where Maru lay playing a new game. Anne took out her knitting, a new sweater for John, and ignored the royal brat. The door shut to John and Andre's bedroom. Maru sat up. We wish you to sit beside us and play jungle grunts with us. Anne sent him a cold stare over her knitting. Honorable uncle, then. Maru opened his mouth in preparation to yell. Anne sighed, threw down her knitting, and sat down beside him. She picked up her controller. We play excellently, Maru said. Good for all of you, Anne said. They played in silence for a time. Maru wasn't bad. She suspected he spent a lot of time playing games alone at home. The thought of how lonely he must be softened her, but not for long. I win! Forfeit! Maru threw his arms around her, brushing his fangs over her neck, and grabbed a breast. Anne flipped him onto the floor, pressed her shoe into his neck, and stared down at him. You may snap your fingers at home, but this isn't Medendik. This is the free territory of Anne and John Turbeville. We're the rulers here. You want to stay on this ship? You act like a man instead of some bratty kid. We're lonely, Maru struggled to rise. You're alone. We're normal, with normal needs. What uncle does isn't important. He should be married. He's married to my brother, and unlike your family, if John thinks it's important, I do too. Maru rolled his eyes. Mother says it's disgusting what they do. Well, she'd know. Maru deflated, his eyes closed and his breathing slowed. He started to fall into stasis. That's right, run away. Anne pulled her foot off his neck. She gave his ribs a soft kick. Some fighter you'll be. You only play at grunts. You'll never be one. Ever. Ow! Maru opened his eyes. We're good with our laser, hit a lot of decoys. Andre won't. John refuses, but someone has to say it. You're a liability. All the saints. God forgive my swearing. You can't even dress yourself. What are you going to do if a March fighter comes along? You can't even buckle on your laser. Maru sat up. You could teach us how to put on these horrid overalls. I bet you know how to get women's clothes off. All buttons and Velcro undo the same. Reverse for putting on. The women take their clothes off. Come off it. Maru flushed. You shame us over a normal thing. Do you want to help save your father or not? Yes. Come with me. First lesson. Anne led him into the kitchen, plunked two cups of coffee on the counter, and filled one of them from the carafe. This is how you pour a cup of coffee. He looked ready to protest. No coffee ceremony. You're pouring for yourself. Maru took the craft by the handle and gingerly poured a half cup. She led him into the animal room. This is how you pick up a bloodworm. We know how to pick up a bloodworm. Good. Take all the bloodworms out of that pen and put them in this one. Everyone on a spaceship has a job. No slackers or layabouts. The success of this mission depends on it. Yours from now on is to feed the animals and clean all these pens every day. Maru wrinkled his nose. No. Then, out the airlock you go. You wouldn't dare. Uncle'll stop you. Oh ho, I know your uncle well. You don't want to be on the receiving end when he snaps. Look, this must stop. From now on, you come in here if you want to get an animal to feed on, and you clean this out every day. If the animals aren't cleaned and fed and watered, they get sick and die. No Mr. Hamster for a quick takeout. You and Andre go mad. In space, we all die. And cut the us crap. Use I like the rest of us. Yes, esteemed excellency of the Demeter, he said sarcastically. That's right. Anne showed him what to do and left him. As she prepared supper, she thought she heard sobs. She did hear angry banging about and squeaks. She stuck her head into the animal room. He was banging the small shovel as he dumped out the shavings. The shovel hung awkwardly in his long nailed hands. The animals are fragile. Gentleness counts, she said. Two of the baboons are pregnant. You need that blood. He grumbled after she left. Don't translate, Demeter, I get the drift, Anne said. She laughed. Starts with a B and ends with an H. Andre rushed into the kitchen. Where is his esteemed excellency? In the animal room, Anne said. We need to talk. She told him what had happened. You're to follow along and cut his nails when you teach him how to dress. You're turning the world upside down. Andre looked pleased. He raised his voice. I think I'll have a few bloodworms. He stepped into the animal room and closed the door. Do you want to know what's going on? Demeter asked. It was hard for Anne to refuse, but she said, no. She heard laughter. The door opened to Andre. Maru followed. Anne narrowed her eyes at them. Honored uncle dresses himself? Maru said. Father also. Who do you think dressed them? Anne shook her head. It's not something I've thought a lot about. Maru rolled his eyes. Come along, esteemed excellent grunt, Andre smirked. Short nails, first lesson, buckling on a laser.
Thank you all for listening, and we hope to see you next time on Forgotten Fantasy. We'll be starting part 5, and you'll get to listen to chapters 1 and 2. I hope you enjoy that. As well, if you can't wait and would like to get a full digital copy of the book, you can head on over to patreon.com/forgottenfantasy and become a patron and get a digital copy of Blood Emperor for the cost of $5. Thank you very much for listening. We have Facebook at facebook.com/forgottenfantasy. Our Twitter is twitter.com@gamerzoological. And we also live stream video game content sporadically on our YouTube channel, and that will be under the name Gamerzoological. We also have a new YouTube channel that we just started up, and we're going to be slowly adding music to it, and it's called Musical Moments with B. Eventually it'll be more than just me, but it'll start with just my recordings of like my piano playing and my violin playing. Well, fiddle/violin. I hope you enjoy that as well, and y'all take care. and good health. Bye-bye now.